your gut health puzzle made simple. I'm your host Prajakta, and this podcast will help you uncover the root causes to your gut issues, help you heal and nurture your gut through the healing power of nutrition and healthy lifestyle modifications. I will be sharing quick and easy tips that you can implement right away to solve your gut health puzzle. Hey, welcome back to another episode. I'm a registered dietitian, founder and CEO of Right Nutrition Works, and I'm so glad you have joined me today. Food sensitivities and food allergies are increasingly common. We all have had heard of nut-free schools and gluten-free foods and gluten-free bakeries. Some people truly need to avoid the tiniest traces of these foods. Millions of Americans experience allergic reactions to foods every year. While many times reactions are mild, but some can be even life-threatening and require immediate medical help. The common questions I get from my clients are, where do food allergies and food sensitivities come from? How do we know whether my symptoms are from an allergy or a sensitivity? What are the best ways to prevent, treat, and even live with them? It's going to be my attempt in this episode to answer all these questions. So, let's get started with today's episode. Although the difference between food allergies and food sensitivities is complicated, a simple distinction is that the person who is allergic to foods such as maybe peanuts, strawberries, or shrimp reacts immediately after eating the reactive foods. Food allergies are an abnormal response to food that's triggered by your immune system, the system in our body that fights infections. It happens because your immune system mistakes a non-harmful food like strawberries, peanuts, or shellfish, soy, for a serious invader and overreacts to it. The immune system creates a specific type of compound in your body called IgE antibody that is responsible for most of the symptoms of true allergies. These IgE-mediated allergic reactions can be non-serious or serious, and even in some cases, it can be life-threatening. Many times, allergies are first noticed during childhood, but can develop at any age and any stage of your life, and it may even last for a lifetime. Mild allergic reactions to food may result in more serious symptoms the next time you eat that food. So after your first reaction, even if it is mild, it is important to talk to your healthcare provider to see if you need allergy testing or may need to carry emergency medications. It is unclear exactly where food allergies come from. Some research shows that it could be partly genetic. Human gut microbiota, the system of microorganisms in person's GI tract, may also influence your chance of developing food allergies. If you are not familiar with what exactly gut microbiota and human gut microbiome is, listen to the very first episode of my podcast that was released on September 14, 2022. The name of this episode is Busting the Buzzword, the Gut Microbiome. Unfortunately, there is no cure for food allergies, but reactions can certainly be prevented. Generally, reactions are not subtle and can't be missed. You may experience hives, rashes, your lips may be swollen, or one may even experience difficulty in breathing. Once you are allergic to a certain food or foods, you will have to stay away from those foods for the rest of your life.
In the allergic reaction, the production of IgE antibodies is triggered by a protein in the offending foods. Any food has the potential to cause an allergic response. However, there are certain foods that have been identified as most common allergens. Now, these foods account for most reactions. According to FDA, these most common food allergens must be declared on package labels and any packaged foods. The foods that have been identified as most common allergens include peanuts, tree nuts like almonds, pecans, and walnuts, fish and shellfish, eggs, milk, wheat, and soy. Now, on the other hand, the food sensitivity, in contrast, can be called as hidden food allergy because you usually have no apparent immediate reaction when you eat a food to which your body is sensitive to. The body's reaction to offending foods usually occur in small steps and is a delayed response. Imbalanced gut can be one of the reasons for the food sensitivity. After consuming the food you are sensitive to, your body may react to that food or foods anywhere between 24 to 72 hours. And that is why food sensitivities are difficult to identify. Due to delayed response, it's difficult to identify and pinpoint which foods has caused you a reaction. And that is why many times people are not aware of food sensitivities even for many years. Also, unlike the reaction that you experience with food allergies, the reaction is usually not severe when you have a food sensitivity. And remember that it's never going to be life-threatening if you are sensitive to certain foods. You may experience a range of reactions with food sensitivities, and every person is different. So those reactions could be headache, migraine, bloating. You may feel excessively gassy. You may experience mood swings, joint pain, or just joint stiffness. Some people even get acne. And these are just to give you a few examples. Food sensitivity and food allergies can be identified by a blood test or a prick test. Because food sensitivities are difficult to identify, you may not show an allergy to certain foods on a food allergy test, but you may be sensitive to those particular foods on a food sensitivity test. My advice to you would be, even if you are experiencing severe symptoms, but if you think you're not tolerating some foods in your diet, it's a great idea to take a test to exactly find out which those foods are, as undiagnosed food sensitivities can result in the inflammation and toxic burden in your body. The best way to deal with food allergies and sensitivities is to take a test to exactly know what foods you are sensitive or allergic to, and then stay away from them. I'm going to share my best strategies to deal with them. Number one, read food labels carefully. This is extremely important to help you avoid foods that you react to. Most packaged foods clearly identify if they contain any major food allergens. But to know the hidden sources of food allergens, look at the list of ingredients. For example, gluten can be listed as semolina or durum flour. Also, make sure to look for the statements such as may contain or produced in the facility that also uses. Number two strategy is to wash your hands. Surfaces like kitchen countertops, dishes, and other utensils really well to prevent accidental cross-contamination. Strategy number three, if you are eating out, check if the restaurant is allergy-friendly and what kind of regulations they follow. Confirm whether the meal is free from food you are allergic to before you place your order. Strategy number four. Some food allergens may also be added to certain medications and cosmetics, so check those labels as well. This is especially true if you are allergic to something like gluten and you have a diagnosis of celiac disease. And strategy number five, if you have a severe food allergy and you experience serious anaphylactic reaction, it is important to carry an epinephrine auto-injector in case of accidental exposure. Now be sure to learn how to use it properly. One of the reasons for food allergies and food sensitivities is imbalance or poor gut health. If you think you are struggling with gut issues and want to improve your gut health, I have a free guide for you called Fix Your Gut. You can download that guide today, which will help you take your gut health to the next level. This guide provides you the exact framework on fixing and nurturing your gut. Go to rightnutritionworks.com/fixyourgut. I hope you enjoyed the information that I shared with you in this episode today. All right, my friend, have a wonderful day, and I will see you again next week. Bye for now.